Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, I am going to bless you, and you are going to be a blessing. Somebody say this out loud again. Now, the blessing's on me. To make me a blessing. That's why the blessing's on you. You're always at the right place, at the right time, with the right seed in your hand. Is that right? Something comes up, somebody needs something, and there you are with it in your hand. Now, friend, you start living like this, and you never want to go back to the old stuff, the old selfish way of life. You get, like the Bible said in the New Testament, said you get addicted to the ministry of the saints. It's an addiction, and it's one you don't want to get free from. It's an addiction, and you got to have your fix. You go too many hours and you start going, I got to give something to somebody. I got to bless somebody. Where are they, Lord? Show me. Where are they? I got to buy a lunch or a shirt, or I got to make a payment. I got to give somebody some encouraging words. I got to do something. I got to sow something. And if you got a heart like that, boy, the Lord will order your steps. You'll be at the right place at the right time, and somebody will show up and you'll be there, and it comes up. You'll just start smiling when they start talking, like thinking, yeah, I got this covered. Oh, thank you, Lord. I can help this. I can help with this. And you will. That's what the blessing is for. To be a blessing. Can you say amen?
Amen.
To be a blessing. My, my, my. Let's back up and read it again. Genesis 12 and verse 2. Does this apply to you?
Yes.
Are you sure it does?
Yes.
Yeah, but now this is Old Testament. Well, it's still the Word of God.
Yes.
Right? And Galatians is New Testament. Right? And it says that this is mine. Right? He said, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
Amen.
Say it out loud. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And I am a blessing.
And I am a blessing.
And I will be a blessing.
And I will be a blessing.
Amen. Verse 3, and see, this goes on. This is still part of it. I will bless them that bless you and curse him that curses you. Is this still part of it?
Yes.
Does this belong to us today?
Yes.
Boy, if people knew this, that'd be nice to us. Is that right? They'd quit sending those nasty grams and they'd send an offering instead. Is that right? You sow curses, you sow criticism, you sow hate, you're going to reap it. Multiplied. But what if you are a blessing? I'm everywhere you go, you bless people and you help people. Well, then it's going to come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. He said, I'll bless them that bless you, and I'll curse him that curses you, and in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. People going to be all over the earth going to be blessed because of you. Now, this applied to Abraham, and it applied to the seed, singular, Jesus, who is the seed of Abraham. Does it go further than that, though? We just got through reading Galatians. Now, because we have faith in Christ, we have also become the seed of Abraham. And so the Lord is continuing to manifest Him through us. And in Him and through us, it's supposed to be happening all over the world that all the families of the earth are being blessed because we are here in the earth with them. And Christ in us, the hope of glory, is blessing us and putting resources in our heart, our mind, our mouth, our pocketbook, our hand, our closet, our garage. And we have the wherewithal to bless, 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 bless. Bless, enable somebody else to prosper. Empower somebody else to come up to a higher level. Jump in there behind them and say, yeah, we'll help you. I am believing. And you're with me, my family. Is that right? I am believing for this Faith Life Church to become very powerful. I said very powerful. Financially and materially. And so that God, we've seen a little bit of it, but oh, that God could use us, and in thing after thing, God's business around the earth, something comes up and the Lord can tap us on the shoulder and go take care of that.
Amen.
Underwrite that.
Yes.
Pay that off.
Yes.
Send them. Finance it for a year.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And we can.
Yes.
That's why the blessing is on us.
Yes.
It's happening and it will happen.
Yes.
And it'll happen to you individually.
Yes.
I said it'll happen to you. Come on now. This is not just Keith speaking now. This is not just Keith talking now. It will happen to you individually.
Yes.
You'll be working on your job and something will come up and you'll hear about it and you'll find out about it.
Yes.
And the Lord will deal with you. Take care of that. And you'll go over the next day and you'll hand them a check for $10,000 and they'll look at you in shock. And they say, well, you don't make but $4.50 an hour. Where'd you get to? And you say, I came by it on this. Don't worry about it. Be blessed. You will do things like this. God's going to use you to do things like this. And much, 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 much bigger. Larger. But it doesn't happen for the passive. It doesn't happen for the doubters. It doesn't happen for the skeptic. These signs follow them that
believe.
And you have to embrace it with your heart. You have to say, no, this is the Word of God. This ain't Brother Keith's idea. This ain't Faith Life Church doctrine. This is the Word of God. This is the Word of God. And God, Jesus hung on the cross and He took the curse of poverty. He took the curse of helplessness and failure and insignificance and inability. And He gave me the blessing so I could have influence, so I could do something. And I have it and I will have it. And we'll do it. You got to be willing to stay with it year after year. No matter what it looks like or feels like. You keep sowing your seed. You keep believing God. You keep talking it and thinking it. And lay across your bed at night. Even though you might have got extra bills that day and it sure don't look like it. But you lay across your bed and just laugh at the devil. Say, dumb devil. You hadn't done a thing. Except get me to praise God more. And you talk, and you talk to your spouse, and you talk to your family, and you talk to a friend about what we're going to do. Well, we're going to pay everything off. We're going to do everything we got on our list. We're going to have resources standing by. We're going to have the ability. We won't be tied down so that we have to do these certain things every day. God wants to send us somewhere for a week. We can do it.
He
wants to send us somewhere on the other side of the country for a month. We'll go do it. It won't be a problem. We'll have the money. We can do it. We can pay our way. Think about it. You talk about it. And how are you going to get there? You're going to sow your seed. Yes, at church, but not just at church. You're going to sow into other people's lives. You're going to help make their dream come true, and then yours is going to come true. Let me read this again. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you. I'll make your name great. You'll be a blessing. I'll bless them that bless you. I'll curse him that curses you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. The Amplified says, I'll make of you a great nation. I will bless you with abundant increase of favors. I'll make your name famous and distinguished, and you'll be a blessing, dispensing good to others. The reason I had to pause there is because this has already come to pass in a small measure in my life since I started believing it 25 years ago. I used to pull up in a raggedy old thing and raggedy clothes, and nobody even noticed I came. I pull up to the same places just recently in my own plane. Some of the nicest clothes you can get that the Lord blessed my wife to get me here recently.
Amen.
And they acted like somebody came to town.
Yeah.
I went to that same place several years ago and they hardly let me in. Do you know what I'm talking about now? And you don't get to thinking you something. You know what it's for. What's it for? It's to be an influence for the Lord, for the kingdom, and it's to have resources to be a blessing, to be a blessing. He said, I'll make of you a great nation. I will bless you with abundant increase of favors. I will make your name famous and distinguished. You'll be a blessing, dispensing good to others. I'll bless those who bless you, who confer prosperity or happiness on you, and curse those who curses you. And in you will all the families and kindred of the earth be blessed. NIV says, I'll bless those that bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Through you. Through you. Well, I intended to go a lot further than this tonight, but this is a good thing to camp on.
Amen.
I want you to say it again. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
Christ has redeemed me.
So that
the blessing
of Abraham would come on me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Blessing of Abraham, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004I. That's R-1004I, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.